We have several folks in the studio joining us from Missouri Youth and Government from the Mexico High School. We're going to start off with Dida Herrera. Good morning to you, Dida.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here. A little bit cold this morning.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes.
Winter time is here, I think. Guy Fairchild is in the studio as well. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
Also have Andrew Poister in the house. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
And Leslie Nichols is here.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you all in here. We're talking about youth and government this morning. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a timely topic because you guys are getting ready to go to Jefferson City next weekend. Is that right, Dida?
Yes, me and Guy leave Wednesday afternoon, and then everyone else leaves Thursday morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Dida is the current Speaker of the House for Missouri Youth and Government. That's a statewide office.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about what you do as Speaker of the House, some of your roles and responsibilities.
Yeah, so I oversee and help run the committees the first night, and then Friday, Saturday, I help run the House chamber along with my other Speaker of the House from Visitation Academy.
Very nice. We're going to pass the microphone over to Guy. Guy, you are currently a governor, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about what you do as governor with the Missouri Youth and Government.
So as governor, I'll walk around the conference and kind of observe what's going on. And then on the second and third days when bills are being passed in both the House and Senate, that's whenever I'll either sign them or veto them.
Wow, very nice. We're going to get into maybe some of those issues here in just a second to talk a little bit about those. Let's pass the mic over to Andrew Poister. Andrew, you're going to be running for an office this time, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what are you going to be running for?
I'll be running for Secretary of State.
Okay, so what does that include whenever you run for an office at this convention in Jefferson City? What will you have to do to get prepared for that?
The first day there, we have several tables set up in the lobby of the place where we have the convention at. And on those tables, we each have our campaign posters. We also set up banners and stuff for that. And then that evening of the first day, we have the election rally, where all the other candidates and me, for every single office, all meet and have speeches campaigning for us.
All right. Well, good luck to you on that for sure. Leslie, we want to bring you in because you're in charge of a lot of this and you teach a lot of youth in government. You've been doing this for a while and you actually participated in this whenever you were in school, as a matter of fact, right?
Yeah. So I was a participant when I was in 8th grade through 12th grade. And when I came back to Mexico 11 years ago to start teaching, the first thing I asked our principal at the time was, can I do youth in government? And I've been doing it ever since. It's a great program. I love watching our kids grow and how they really become involved in the government and knowledgeable about the government.
Let's go ahead and bring it back around to Dida here. What are some of the things that you've learned, and would you see yourself maybe running for a political office in the future, Dida?
Yeah, so a few things that I've learned is that you can't always please everyone, but you try your best. And for college, I am looking towards a political science major, so maybe.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Guy, what are some of the issues and things that you see with youth in government, and would you consider running for a political office in the future?
So at Youth in Government, you see a lot of current issues that you might hear about around the state with real politicians, and you also hear some maybe humorous bills that are, it's a good break in the business of the day. I don't really see myself holding a public office. I would like a career in politics, but something private sector, a little higher paying.
Talk about some of those funnier bills. Can you give us an example of one?
It was 2 years ago, there was a bill to legalize owning a bear as a pet, which I was a strong advocate for, actually. I stood up quite a few times to speak an affirmation for that one.
I've heard of crazy raccoons and having those pets, but never a bear. That would be an interesting thing. So when you are going to be in Jefferson City, and you'll actually be taking part in some of this process of seeing bills go through.
Yes.
Have you guys been there before and seen how this works?
Yeah, so I've been in the program since I was in 8th grade. They have an 8th grade part of the YAG program that's a little different, but I've been there since 8th grade, so I've been around it. I've seen how it works.
Very nice. We're going to bring Thomas is his brother. We're going to bring Andrew back in because Thomas is not here this morning. Andrew, the YMCA also presents youth in government, kind of. Brooke Jameson, I believe, runs that program over there. Are you taking part in that as well?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about what happens at the YMCA and some of the things that go on there, if you will.
At the YMCA, so typically the main thing I do there, especially in the winter, is running on the track and the treadmill, especially when it's really cold and snowy outside. When it probably would not be the best idea to run out in the streets. And also, I will be doing on Thanksgiving, which registration is still open for, the turkey trot at the YMCA.
Sure. Now, youth and government, when does that meet over at the YMCA? And Leslie, you're going to talk to that, speak to that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our kids, especially the 9th through 12th graders, have a lot of preparation they have to do before they go to convention. So we have some kids who are actually writing bills that they will then try to pass. We also have kids who will try a court case when they get there. And so every other Sunday, basically, we meet at the YMCA, and that's me with the kids helping them prep for actual convention, writing their bills, debating bills, prepping their court cases. We also have Matt Robnett, who is a local attorney, and he's been helping our judicial kids with their court cases.
Yep, I went to school with Matt, know him very well, and he does an excellent job. If people are interested in getting involved in youth and government, can you tell us how maybe they can do that, Leslie?
Yeah, it's available for all 8th through 12th grade students. And every fall, about September, beginning of September, the Y and the school puts out that we have an informational meeting that anyone can attend and see if they're interested.
All right. Anybody writing any bills this time that will be up? You are. All right. Tell us about that, Andrew.
So I will be writing a bill for the Senate this year, state Senate, since I'm state senator. My bill would make it an educational standard in the state of Missouri to have Pluto as a planet.
Okay. I love it. You're going to have to let us know how that goes.
Yes.
All right. We'll stay in contact.
I'm hoping it'll go well.
I think it will. I think you guys are going to do wonderful. I appreciate you guys taking some time out this morning and promoting youth in government. Wish you the best of luck in Jefferson City coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.